Module 6, Working on the Problem. The escalation of anger in hot situations can be easily prevented if a system for discussing contentious issues is in place. In this module, we will discuss how to work effectively on the problem. Specifically, we will tackle constructive disagreement, negotiation tips, building a consensus, and identifying solutions. Using constructive disagreement. There is nothing wrong with disagreement. No two people are completely similar, therefore it's inevitable that they would disagree on at least one issue. There's also nothing wrong in having a position and defending it. To make the most of a disagreement, you have to keep it constructive. The following are some of the elements of a constructive disagreement. Solution focus. The disagreement aims to find a workable compromise at the end of the discussion. Mutual respect. Even if the two parties do not agree with one another, courtesy is always a priority. Win-win solution. Constructive disagreement is not geared toward getting the one up on the other person. The premium is always on finding a solution that has benefits for both parties. Reasonable concessions. More often than not, a win-win solution means you won't get your way completely. Some degree of sacrifice is necessary to meet the other person halfway. In constructive disagreement, parties are open to making reasonable concessions for the negotiation to move forward. Learning focus. Parties in constructive disagreement see conflict as opportunities to get feedback on how well a system works so that necessary changes can be made. They also see it as a challenge to be flexible and creative in coming up with solutions for everyone's gain. Negotiation tips. Negotiations are sometimes a necessary part of arriving at a solution. When two parties are in a disagreement, there has to be a process that would surface areas of bargaining. When a person is given the opportunity to present his side and argue for his or her interests, anger is less likely to escalate. The following are some tips on negotiation during a conflict. Number 1. Note situational factors that can influence the negotiation process. Context is an important element in the negotiation process. The location of the meeting, the physical arrangement of a room, as well as the time the meeting is held can positively or negatively influence the participant's ability to listen and discern. For example, negotiations held in a noisy auditorium immediately after a stressful day can make participants irritable and less likely to compromise. Number 2. Prepare. Before entering a negotiating table, make your research. Stack up on facts to back up your position and anticipate the other party's position. Having the right information can make the negotiation process run faster and more efficiently. Number 3. Communicate clearly and effectively. Make sure that you state your needs and interests in a way that is not open to misinterpretation. Speak in a calm and controlled manner. Present arguments without personalization. Remember, your position can only be appreciated if it's perceived accurately. Number 4. Focus on the process as well as the content. It is important that you pay attention not just to the words you and the other party are saying, but also the manner the discussion is running. For example, was everyone able to speak their position adequately? Or is there an individual who dominates the conversation? Are there implicit or explicit coercions happening? Does the other person's nonverbal behavior show openness and objectivity? All these things influence result, and you want to make sure that you have the most productive negotiation process that you can. Number 5. Keep an open mind. Lastly, enter a negotiation situation with an open mind. Be willing to listen and carefully consider what the other person has to say. Anticipate the possibility that you may have to change your beliefs and assumptions. Make concessions. Building consensus. Consensus means unanimous agreement on an area of contention. Arriving at a consensus is the ideal resolution of bargaining. If both parties can find a solution that is agreeable to both of them, then anger can be prevented or reduced. The following are some tips on how to arrive at a consensus. Number 1. Focus on interests rather than positions. Surface the underlying value that makes people take the position they do. For example, the interest behind a request for a salary increase may be financial security. If you can communicate to the other party that you acknowledge this need and will only offer a position that takes financial security into consideration, then a consensus is more likely to happen. Number 2. Explore options together. Consensus is more likely if both parties are actively involved in the solution-making process. This ensures that there is increased communication about each party's positions. It also ensures that resistances are addressed. Number 3. Increase sameness, reduce differentiation. A consensus is more likely if you can emphasize all the things that you and the other party have in common and minimize all the things that make you different. And increased empathy can make finding common interests easier. It may also reduce psychological barriers to compromising. An example of increasing sameness, reducing differences, is an employer and employee temporarily setting aside their position disparity and looking at the problem as two stakeholders in the same organization. Identifying solutions. Working on a problem involves the process of coming up with possible solutions. The following are some ways two parties in disagreement can identify solutions to their problem. Brainstorm. Brainstorming is the process of coming up with as many ideas as you can in the shortest time possible. It makes use of diversity of personalities in a group so that one can come up with the widest range of fresh ideas. Quantity of ideas is more important than quality of ideas in the initial stage of brainstorming. You can filter out the bad ones later on with an in-depth review of their pros and cons. Hypothesize. Hypothesizing means coming up with what-if scenarios based on intelligent guesses. A solution can be made from imagining alternative setups and studying these alternative setups against facts and known data. Adopt a model. You may also look for a solution in the past. If a solution has worked before, perhaps it may work again. Find similar problems and study how it was handled. You don't have to follow a model to the letter. You are always free to tweak it to fit the nuances of the current problem. Invent options. If there has been no precedence for a problem, it's time to exercise one's creativity and think of new options. A way to go about this is to list down each party's interests and come up with proposed solutions that have benefits for each party. Survey. If the two parties can't come up with a solution between the two of them, maybe it's time to seek other people's point of view. Survey people with interest or background in the issue in contention. Find an expert if possible. Just remember, though, at the end of the day, the decision is still yours. Identify a solution based on facts, not on someone's opinion. Case study. Once the company ran by John started not to make profit anymore, John decided that it was time for some changes to be put in place. This is when he started to organize different meetings in order to discuss the future of the company and work on the existing problems. By using constructive disagreement and trying to understand the point of view of everyone working for the company, John managed to understand which aspects were an issue together with what should be done in the future. He also started to negotiate with potential investors to get their interest in the company raised. By preparing and communicating his thoughts clearly, John became managed to solve more issues in a couple of weeks than he had since the company was first built. With the tactics that he put in, together with the help received from his colleagues, John understood all the problems and started to look for solutions.